Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da! Da-da! You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
42 degrees right now. The wind is making it feel like it's 32 degrees right now.
It is brutal outside.
It is not going to get above 46 degrees. The wind is on the way. We are going to be under a high wind advisory until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So awesome. Right around trick-or-treat time, it should be interesting.
You got it. And we'll loop back around to that in a second. But we do have to give you your daily Ernie Clement World Series update.
Well, what happened? No game yesterday.
Well, no. Your game is tonight. First pitch, 8 o'clock on Fox. If you are looking to go to the game, ticket prices have come down.
How? Why?
If you would like,
they could wrap it up today.
Yeah, they could. This could be a win tonight. If you want to get in the building tonight.
How much?
So again, this is a $15 Canadian face value standing room only seat is now at the value price of $1,088.
Oh, so it did come down almost $600.
You're right. Yeah.
It was almost up to 60.
It was 1600.
Wonder why it came down.
That's why you always wait, because people have these pie in the sky ideas. By the way, if the Jays don't manage to do it tonight, it goes to a winner take all game seven.
Then
if,
bend over.
That would be tomorrow night. The in the door price for that, $1,200 or $1,300 American.
Oh my God.
Standing room only. And if the Jays manage to win tonight or tomorrow if necessary, Ernie Clement would be the first Major League Baseball player from Rochester to win the World Series since Johnny Antonelli did it with the New York Giants in 1954.
Ooh. Wait, so
did I speak too fast?
Because I thought Joe Altobelli,
As a manager, I believe he won a World Series.
With Baltimore,
Baltimore,
right?
Yes, he would be the first Rochester-born player. And by the way, Joe Altobelli was not born in Rochester.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, he would be the first Rochester-born player since 1954 to win a World Series. And here's the thing. Depending on how things go, he has an outside shot at World Series MVP.
Oh, because he's been... But he's had, what, 11-game hit streak?
He's got an 11-game hit streak going on. He's hitting over 400. He's been playing the field amazing. I mean, Vlad Guerrero's playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Ernie would need like a 2-3 home run performance, maybe hit for the cycle. But it's not out of the question.
Okay.
So, again, go cheer on your Rochester guy. First pitch tonight, 8 o'clock from Toronto.
So excited.
On Fox. I can't wait.
I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow morning.
You're not going to stay up?
I'm staying up for that.
What do you got going on tomorrow?
I ain't staying up for that.
I can't feed a family for one baseball game that's going to go to 11:30 tonight.
I got children to hand candy out to.
Well, that's the other thing that kind of sucks tonight. If you want to sit down and watch this game, you will have to get up for every doorbell.
But it's baseball, man.
Again,
you know, there's a lot of nothing going on, too.
You haven't watched a game since the pitch clock. There is no more nothing. It just keeps moving.
It's fast, man. It's like the NBA.
But you may be taking the kids out to trick-or-treat tonight, which, as we just established, based on the weather, is going to
You best put some rocks in their pockets. They're talking 40-mile-an-hour winds, man. These kids are going to be blowing past your door.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out.
What?
You know, I remember being at an age where no matter what, like 12, 13, I was going to go get all the candy.
Yeah, you muscle through and to get the candy. Yeah.
Nothing was going to stop. But
your sugar.
We also have a weird way of misremembering, because my dad was also like a drill sergeant when it came to Halloween.
One more street.
Yes.
One more street.
For whatever reason, my dad never wanted to go home.
Well, it was free candy.
And he always put a costume on.
Yeah.
How much time will your kid have in them tonight to trick-or-treat in the weather situation we're dealing with?
I guess it depends on how brutal it gets. I mean, if you're really getting pelted with rain, I don't know how you do it.
Well, I mean, you just put on a raincoat and keep moving
forward. No, but if
it's like cold Vietnam.
It's one thing to have rain. It's another one when it's hitting you sideways, like in your face.
Yeah. Free candy, though.
That's true. So it's got to be down tonight.
All right, well, it really sucks, and here's your Halloween tip of the night, because this comes from a diehard trick-or-treater of both my generation and the generation of my children. You know, the pillowcase is the normal go-to.
Yeah.
Do not use a pillowcase tonight.
Yeah, soak right through that.
Exactly, and all the candy is going to get wet, and all the flavors of the candy will mix into each other, and it makes your candy all gross.
So you, minty, but, it's all sealed, but the candy's Skittles. All sealed up.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling
garbage
you.
Garbage bag it up.
Yep, you have to bring a plastic bag, which sucks to me because
you
got to
use like those recyclable bags.
Oh,
right?
Can't you use a standard garbage bag?
You could use a garbage bag, but now you're lugging a garbage bag around.
Same as a pillowcase, really.
Well, it's like triple the size of a pillowcase.
Well, yeah, true.
More room for candy.
Okay. You're talking about that white.
Like a trash bag?
Yeah, any trash bag.
Okay, all right. But here's what sucks about that, the trash bag.
Or you line your pillowcase with the trash bag.
That's a good idea. Now we're cooking. Cooking with gas.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, these things matter. You don't want to put in all this work, have your kid get home,
you
and
don't.
Their candy's ruined.
Soggy Snickers.
No, I mean, it's 100% true.
I hear you, buddy.
The other thing that's going to suck about tonight, you know, we talked yesterday about some towns in Wyoming County that have implemented curfews for trick-or-treating. Some 8:30, some 9 o'clock. Those people are monsters. You're not going to have, I get the impression based on the weather, a full stream of trick-or-treaters all the way till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But there will be those rogue kids
that
decide they're going to keep going, which means you can't just hang by the door. You're going to have to get up, sit down, which, if you get sciatica, that's
which blows.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're already dreading what's happening today. Come on, man.
And my wife's all excited.
Yeah, because she's a good
person. She's got the whole setup ready to go.
I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Oh, good for you.
Do you guys get a lot of parents driving their kids around?
No, it's all walking.
Oh. So, like, we do. I think it's because not every house on the streets participates. So parents will, like, come drop their kids off, like, the street to go and hit a few houses, and then they move on to the next street because it's not, like, house after house.
There are so many kids that trick-or-treat in my neighborhood that you couldn't drive if you wanted to.
Well, yeah, you're a young neighborhood, so you got a lot of kids,
it's
a lot
like,
of families.
I'm telling you, man, it's like Woodstock. Like, it makes me so happy. I'll walk outside, and I'll look down the street, and it is just like, it's like more traffic than a Bills game in the street, and everyone's in a little costume.
It's weird because your neighborhood and my neighborhood are the exact opposite neighborhoods. Because my neighborhood is super old.
Yeah.
So, like, my neighbors look legitimately scary. Because they're all 90 and 100.
While we are giving candy tips for tonight, there's another very important candy tip that you may not understand.
What was that?
All right. You know, as a kid, you get home, you empty the candy basket out, bag, whatever, and then you split your candy up, right?
Sure.
I mean, Kimmy, you got to break it down into different things. Make sure.
Sort it.
You got it. When you sort, when your kid sorts, make sure they keep the chocolate away from the gummy candies. Gummy candies have become way more popular, Tommy.
I don't get it, but okay. Why do they got to be separate?
The reason is, even though they are packaged and sealed, if the chocolate and gummies are stored next to each other, the gummy flavor will leak into the chocolate, and it is gross.
I cannot stomach flavored chocolate.
Yeah, it's
the chocolate stands alone.
Gross. Chocolate, yeah, no, I'm with you.
I milk chocolate I love, but it's got to be alone. No flavors.
You.
I don't want no nuts, no caramels.
Wait, you don't want nuts and
caramels? No, I want straight.
No. Wait.
Chocolate.
Wait. Back up the truck.
I like all these things. I don't like gummies, but I like nuts and caramels. I don't want it in my chocolate.
You don't want Snickers bar?
Snickers is different because I don't consider that a chocolate bar because it's so dense with everything.
Wait a minute. Wait. So you just want plain chocolate?
Plain milk chocolate.
Like
sweet.
Like a child wearing a dress in the
1800s. Like a Hershey bar.
Hello, Daddy.
Yes.
Can I have a piece of your chocolate?
Like a Hershey bar.
All the best chocolate has stuff in it.
I never bought into that.
Nestle Crunch.
I hate Crunch. I hate that rice crap in my...
You
my,
do? The Crunch? That's the beauty of it.
They don't need it.
Then and it's like a nothing. Hershey bar. Then that's what makes it different.
I like a Hershey bar.
What is wrong with you, man?
I like a Hershey bar. It's an American standard GI issue.
I mean, it's a pretty
Mr. Hershey bar.
I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
Hershey
I'm not,
Kiss, love it.
I'm not opposed to the Hershey Kiss. I'm not opposed to the Hershey bar. But like, there's so much more to be done. What about Reese's?
I never was a...
You son of a bitch.
Never was a big Reese's.
You're the only person I've ever met that
I like them, and I like peanut butter. I mean, you know, I'm not a big sweet guy. And peanut butter's not too sweet, which is nice, but I don't like the mix.
That's insane. You're the only person I know that doesn't have a peanut butter allergy, that doesn't love peanut butter. Reese's.
I don't like flavored stuff. I don't like flavored whiskey. I don't like flavored beer.
Bro,
just give me a goddamn beer. I don't need blueberries.
I'm dying to know.
But...
What the hell happened to you as a kid that made you this
I've always been like this. And my whole family has a sweet tooth. Like, they all freak out over desserts and chocolate and cake and all that crap.
Yeah.
My old man liked all his booze sweet, and I can't stand any of it. Like, I never liked ice cream and never liked soda.
Are we having issues with I'm getting heads up now if you're listening to the show. We are apparently the weather is throwing the over-the-air broadcast a little sideways
great.
Now. All right, but that's okay.
Why?
That is okay because there's like 45 ways to listen to the break
right.
that don't involve over-the-air. Right now, if you want to, you can get on the Odyssey app, listen to the streaming, WCMF.com, too. If you want to watch the show, and that should be unaffected.
Oh, boy.
If my calculations are correct.
All right.
The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF. Not only do you get to watch us while we do that, it's also not governed by the FCC. So everything that is said.
You get to hear all the stuff that
all the cussing.
Gets dumped.
Everything that gets dumped
all
gets
the creeping.
Out. Yeah, so all right. So check that out so you can catch the entire show. And we can get back to talking about how what a weird. Like when you were a kid, your favorite candy in your bag was what?
Hershey bar.
That's it.
Yeah. I liked M&M's and I liked the Hershey Kiss.
Okay.
I was a big Hershey guy.
You know what showed up in my
Love
house?
Love me the Hershey. I was Hershey man all the way. What?
Kimmy, you know what showed up in my house the other day?
What's that?
That I was unaware of and I'm now in love with? Cookies and cream Hershey Kiss.
So, the little ones?
Yeah.
The little bite sized ones?
Is
yeah,
it?
Those are pretty good.
White
they
chocolate.
Got a little crunch to them.
Yep, white chocolate with like Oreo.
White chocolate grosses me out.
No, I'm usually not a white chocolate fan, but
it looks gross.
Those are the best. That's like the best white chocolate candy, I guess, I've ever had.
I must have had like 40 of them.
That's like commie candy.
Why is it commie candy?
I don't know. Came right out of Red Square, I hear.
White chocolate?
Yeah, Khrushchev used to eat it all the time.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Kimmy, can you Google where white chocolate came from? Because I promise you, it's not from the Ruskies.
I know it was on Khrushchev's desk when he was looking at Cuba.
You're just making that up right now?
Of course I am.
Okay, well, I don't know. You were alive then. I wasn't.
Switzerland, of course.
Yeah, the Swiss. What did that tell you?
Nestle.
Wait, I didn't know Nestle was actually from Switzerland. I thought that was like an advertising campaign.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Kellyanne writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, as we're easiest way to get us. As again, we're talking about the weather tonight, and Tommy is revealing that he doesn't like human candy. I brought up the Nestle Crunch. Kellyanne says that's complete crap candy. Heath bars are where it's at. Who hurt you?
Yeah, Heath bars is another weird one, man, that I never understood.
Hey, you like your teeth? Too bad. Eat this candy
bar. Yeah.
I don't.
Here's some candy in the middle, some chalk.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Do you remember the people that used to order the Heath ice cream?
Yeah. Yes.
Never understood that either.
Yeah.
It's a weird taste.
Yeah.
It's a really
it's like
weird
bit taste. Of honey, all that stuff.
So you know what else showed up at my house? My wife, and her coworkers did a skin check for firefighters last
week. Yeah.
So like as part of the skin check, they had like bags with little piece of candy in it.
Yeah.
Somebody bought Rolos.
Man, Rolos. Wait, I think I used to steal those off of Kano's desk.
You did do that. So you like Rolos.
Well, it was kind of just messing with Kano.
Really I don't want your candy, but I want to F Kano. Kimmy, can we Google what is in a Rolo? Do we
so
know?
I thought it was chocolate and caramel.
Is that what it is?
It's got a caramel center.
Okay.
Is that similar? You know what I don't like? Well, it hurts my teeth. Milk Duds.
Yeah, Milk Duds. That's
I never
another
understood
chalky,
those either.
Nasty thing.
But are you thinking of Milk Duds or Whoppers?
Yeah, Whoppers.
I love Whoppers, man.
I'm talking about the Milk Duds.
Milk
really,
Duds
really
take you like an hour to eat one of them.
Yeah. You look like how they used to get Mr. Ed to talk
yes,
to him.
Yeah.
A Rolo is a chewy caramel candy wrapped in a milk chocolate shell with the caramel inside being the main ingredient.
But the caramel's not runny. It's like
it's solid.
Chewy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not good.
It's another one of them war candies. Like, it is amazing. Once we invent a candy in America, it never goes away.
Yeah.
Like if it
hangs.
If you invent a candy that somebody buys, that candy will exist until the end of time.
The one candy that will never die that's been around since Jesus has got to be licorice. And my old man loved black licorice, and that is gross.
That's got to be an Italian thing.
Yeah. He also liked that blackjack chewing gum, which is a licorice chewing gum that makes your mouth black.
Yeah.
But, you know,
like you chewed coal all night.
But there's a lot of things in Italian food and drink that taste
that
like licorice.
It's that anise seed or anisette seed, whatever the hell
is that
it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's in everything.
Did licorice come from Italy?
Well, whatever they found it and really went to town on it. But they put it in the goddamn sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what
you mean. Those little seeds.
Yeah.
You don't need it. Pork doesn't need any more flavor.
No, I'll tell you what. I used to love, you know, obviously as a dad, stealing all my kids' candy.
Mm.
But as we've talked about on the show before, this new generation has become such big gummy fans. I'm not a gummy person.
Yeah, I don't get it.
3/4 of my kids' Halloween bags are Sour Patch Kids, Lifesavers gummies.
I think that was my favorite as a kid.
Nah,
I loved like the fruity candies. Yeah.
What's the payoff?
Starburst. I love Starburst as a kid.
Ah,
that's almost like gum.
I don't know. I wasn't like my go-to was not chocolate as a younger kid.
I work with the weirdest people.
I like it now. I prefer it now. I don't know at what point I grew out of that, but yeah, all that stuff was like what I savored as a kid.
So my
Skittles.
My first wife, she was allergic to milk chocolate.
Okay.
And she loved milk chocolate. So she would eat it and she would almost get like, what's that, Bell's palsy, where your face starts to
go weird? Yeah.
She would eat it till her face went numb on one side. Like she was having a freaking stroke, but she couldn't stop eating it. When she started eating it. It was weird as crap.
All right.
And I encouraged it.
How about her life is so bad with Tommy? I need this chocolate even though my face is going numb. All right, so be careful tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in all seriousness, it's going to be rough, right? Mm-hmm. But if kids show up at the door, make sure you take care of them because they're through it. They're fighting through it, Tommy.
They earned it tonight.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a rough, week for law enforcement officers.
Yeah.
And charges. I'd say even 2 weeks maybe. Mm. And here's the thing. We know that Americans drink on the job.
Oh, sure.
More than ever. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between having a drink and being drunk. And I don't know why you would even attempt to do this specific job if the allegations are true in the condition this man was in.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A Yates County Sheriff's officer has been accused of showing up to work drunk.
Drunk.
All right, so when I say sheriff's officer, it's a corrections officer who works for the sheriff's department.
So he works at the jail?
You got it.
All right.
Authorities say the 32-year-old corrections officer showed up to work and was given a field sobriety test.
So they noticed something like right away.
Yeah, it had to be pretty obvious.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
We don't have a timeline.
Okay. Yeah.
It says he was given a field sobriety test at work. We don't know if he was given that field sobriety
test right away.
Right when we walked in. We don't know if he hung out for a few hours.
Okay.
And then somebody noticed something.
This doesn't seem quite right.
Authorities say he drank alcohol before driving his personal vehicle into work around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Does that time change anything for you?
A little bit.
How so?
Well, if you would have told me like first thing in the morning,
I'd
be kind of shocked.
Oh, I would be less shocked.
Really?
That would have made more sense to me only because I could see drinking the night before, getting away from you, waking up thinking you're fine, but you're still drunk and hungover. You know what I mean? Like hasn't kicked in for you yet.
I'm with her 100%.
Yeah.
Like
the 3 o'clock thing throws it off more than anything.
Well, I just think it like a bored sitting around the house, nothing going on. I'll have a quick pop before I go in.
And it was, but a quick pop wouldn't get you drunk.
Well, your pop and my pop didn't pop.
Okay. Well, that's weird.
I like a full pop.
That's weird because every time I say you pour 3 drinks for every one, you tell me that I'm wrong.
Well, see, I don't use your weights and measurements. I use colonial measurements.
Okay. I don't think you know what that means.
I know I don't.
Okay.
Because they didn't know how to measure back then.
No, like the only way that did, like, for him to be drunk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it means, Kimmy, he was either partying all night into the morning.
Right.
And then went into work.
Like, didn't stop soon enough.
Or he was drinking in the morning afternoon. Yeah. And then
I figured he had started at lunch or something like that, you know?
Okay.
Oh, it could be that, I guess.
The phone number is
There's so many ways to get drunk.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What percentage of American workers do you think have gone to work drunk?
Like right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But drinking's down.
Drinking is down, but drinking at work is up.
That's weird. That makes no sense, but okay.
Well, I mean, the younger set are the ones that are driving down drinking numbers, and they maybe haven't hit the workforce in numbers that would affect drinking at work.
Because back in the day, like I told you, man, my old man drank at work. Mm-hmm. I was introduced to alcohol at work. Mm-hmm. So now, you think it's 20%, which is huge.
Yeah, that is a big portion.
I didn't say 20. You just made up a number and asked me if I thought it was 20%.
Like, I'm trying to think of a number because if it's up.
Yeah.
So right after COVID, drinking at work skyrocketed.
Well, now, because people were drinking at homework, that's kind of a blurred line.
Okay, well, no, that was at the office drinking.
Right.
Because
you got to be sneaking it.
Yeah.
Because you can't openly drink at work at most joints.
There was that, like, period of time where companies were, like, offering that kind of stuff.
They had the beer cooler.
Yep. Yeah. As, like, a way to, like, draw in people. It was, like, the new cool office that, like, gave you stuff like that.
We got nap pods at Sam Adams.
Yeah. I don't know if that still exists, if those companies still have that, or if they were like, maybe this was a bad idea.
Because, like, look, 20% I agree with you would be super high. And I know that we have both been drunk at work. And we know a lot of people that have been drunk at work. Yeah. But I can't figure out if our view is skewed because we're degenerates and we're surrounded by degenerates, or that's everyone's experience that everybody at some point has worked with someone who has been drunk.
Well, I mean, you have to have a job that's conducive to drinking.
Okay.
And not all jobs are.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Again, 252 WCMF, a 32-year-old corrections officer in Yates County was arrested after police say he showed up to work drunk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Every job after a period of time is conducive to working drunk.
Well, I'm saying, like, there's physical jobs where you're going to die.
Okay. No, I agree with you. But what you're not considering, if you do something every single day, you get comfortable
in that job. Norm,
yes, exactly. Right? Like, I'm with you. I see this story, corrections officer, why you would want to be drunk in a job like this where you need your senses to be sharp
24/7. Super dangerous.
That's insane. Construction, roofing, whatever.
Yeah. But that's the first thing I thought of, is guys on a roof.
Okay, but on the other hand, if you're on that roof every single day and it just becomes your normal, in your head, being drunk and doing it isn't that big a deal. Possibly. Look, I know it sounds nuts, and I know that there are normal people who do that job who think that I'm insane, but I'm telling you, there are people that feel that way.
I mean, I cut meat
with
bandsaws and knives, and I was 15. I used to work the meat grinder on Saturday morning, and they would give me
by the way, was also his nickname in high school. Old meat grinder Mulet. What you were saying?
No, but they said, man, you got to put a shot of coffee. Put a shot in your coffee if you're going to go in there, because you're going to freeze your ass off.
There you go. So you're a teenager drinking while
working. So I probably had, at 15, while working part-time in a meat department, I probably had 2 to 3 shots of alcohol in an 8-hour shift.
Oh my god, that would have been, and that would have hit you hard as a teenager too.
Oh yeah.
Well, look how itty bitty he is. Also, teenager and itty bitty.
Yes.
So, what were you saying about there are jobs that you can't work drunk?
I don't know.
Bless you, Kimmy.
Thank you.
252 WCMF 252-9263. There are also those people who I like to call the alcohol enhancers.
Oh, I like that sound.
No, they're people who believe that everything they do is enhanced while they're
under
the influence.
They get better at things.
Exactly.
Well, it takes the edge off. It gives you a little glow.
It gives you some confidence.
You're listening to it right now.
Well, it kind of loosens you up a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Like, my old man thought, like, having a shot was the equivalent of running a mile, because it really opens up. He goes, it really opens up your arteries.
What?
Okay.
And don't forget, my old man thought beer and wine was not drinking.
Mm. So he's Russian.
So pretty much.
Well, no, I mean, look, how many idiots have you met in your life where they go, I'm actually a better driver when I'm drunk?
I met a guy that told me he's an excellent drunk driver.
You know why you think that?
Because you're drunk.
Yes, exactly. Your ability to reason has been impaired.
You might want to check your bumper before you say that.
Seriously, man. So I think what's most interesting about this story we have here.
What's that?
Again, with this 32-year-old corrections officer arrested for showing up to, or being drunk at work. We don't know how he was busted.
Yeah.
Like
how they caught him.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's possible he started working, someone became suspicious. It's possible he walked in, somebody smelled something.
Looking
out,
obvious,
right?
Yeah.
It's also possible that a coworker said something that they noticed. And a job like corrections officer, where you're relying on each other to keep safe, you would understand.
Yeah, that dude's got to have your back.
Exactly. How many people would say something at their job today if they suspected a coworker was tipsy? I'm asking.
I mean, it depends what kind of gig you got. Like here?
So if you thought Kimmy was drunk.
Well, that'll explain that outfit. No, I would.
Rely on Kimmy. She gets us in and out, on and off the air.
Forget to turn off your mic. You're just talking crap.
Oh, how about that? curse word gets through that she doesn't, we could all get fired. I mean, actually, we're kind of we're having issues with the signal this morning. Have you been drinking?
No.
No, I'm not getting her in trouble.
Would you say something to her one-on-one?
She would have to be really drunk for me to even broach the subject, especially with a female coworker.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just I don't want to come off as weird or creepy.
What, that you're drunk and we're working together?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not. She would have to be really drunk. And even if down the hall, I mean, which doesn't affect us directly.
Sure.
I saw, you know, Sandy Waters or Spisano drunk, and I'm sure they have been. I'm not saying nothing, man.
I could see Sandy having to get hammered to come in and do this job. I totally understand that. She hates all of us now. She hates all of us. She gets so mad.
But would you? Could you, like, see one of our coworkers down the hall drunk? Would you say anything?
Not down the hall. I don't think I'd even
say anything. Drunk.
Yeah.
This is a weird place, a work environment where it's happened in the past, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing,
where we were surprised that it wasn't happening.
Yeah. Right. And
somebody was hiding a bottle of liquor in a tree.
That is true.
Like a squirrel.
God, the good old days.
And I mean, we've had Christmas parties here where there was
this
building. So
we had
two
girls get into wine drinking contests.
Yeah, there's some blurred lines.
They both
here.
Won.
Yeah.
Did they?
No, I agree with you. It's funny. The radio industry, I must have such a reputation for this, that there are federal laws against going on the air drunk.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you could get in actual trouble with the U.S. government if they hear something back and are able to prove that you've been drinking on the air.
But even back when we were cracking that bottle of Crown Royal in the morning, mm-hmm. remember the boss used to walk down there and laugh and just go upstairs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you weren't getting any better than seventh place, so what did it matter?
Yeah. That's so true.
Those are my boys. Good luck. Nobody's listening anyway.
Battle for the bottom.
You know, we were talking about working drunk and what would you do?
Yeah.
Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, said, we had a machinist show up drunk
machinist?
To work. Drunk to work multiple times at my job. Fired him and then rehired him. He showed up drunk again, and we fired him again.
So you could lose a hand.
Yeah, you can.
Now you're affecting not only your safety, but everybody else's.
But I could drink with the other one. No, but I mean, I think how you handle the person that's been drinking at your job also depends on how people feel about them.
Yeah.
And what their reputation is. Because I agree with you. You showing up drunk here feels different than TJ from the country station showing up drunk.
Yeah.
Like, it's unexpected for TJ. Yeah. You, which is part of your personality.
But I also don't want to be around country drunk.
Why?
Why?
Country drunk's a different style of drunk, bro. She starts getting into that moonshine as she did in her own bathtub. I'm not going down to Century Liquor and spending $25 on rye whiskey when I got plenty of corn and potatoes I could let rot in my own bathtub. May not be as good as yours, Mr. Jack Daniels, but it'll get me there.
Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. I worked with a guy for a few years, and I'm pretty sure the only time he wasn't drunk was a week he spent in the hospital. Other than no exaggeration, he drank a 24-pack a day, so he'd have to have a constant flow of alcohol in his system.
I have worked with people where they were just, like, odd. And I always wondered, like, are they drunk? Like, are they high? Like, they were just always just an odd person. So I always questioned it.
But maintenance drinkers, if you're a maintenance drinker, it's really hard to tell when they're drunk because they're just that's the way they are.
Their state of mind.
I told you, I've known people in my extended family that drank straight out of the bottle all day.
It blows
and
my mind.
I'm talking, like, from the time you got up to the time they went to bed, the bottles, and they never poured a glass. They just sucked off the neck.
And here's the thing, right? I mean, looping back to the story where it starts, you know, when somebody going into work allegedly is drunk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that kind of feels like the situation you're in.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, he went golfing early in the morning and it
could have been something like that. Yeah.
It's funny, though. Like, that's what we want to think, though, right? Like, you know, he had something at lunch. He went golfing. Not that this person is a maintenance drinker that has to be, you know, at a certain level at all times.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. A Bills team we're not sure of. A Chiefs team rounding into form. A season on the brink.
Ooh, I like that.
And everyone wants answers. It's how things go every single year for the last 5 years as we are leading up to this Chiefs game. And every time we are coming into this game as Bills fans, we have one thought.
What's that?
You have to have this one.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have it.
You got to stick it to him.
You got to have it.
Knock that smirk out their face.
Yeah. Maybe we've been wrong.
Oh.
Maybe.
Let him have it?
Well, not let him have it, but the way we think this win matters.
Well, in the way that the series of events have gone in the past.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe a change in the universe wouldn't be the devastation we think it would be.
How so?
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Bills, Chiefs, 425 Sunday live on 96.5 WCMF. If that wasn't exciting enough, there is an unbelievably cool cat you can go hang out with Sunday at the Bill Grace Tap Room to watch a game in Chi-Li.
Oh, Mr. Party himself?
That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
Muley, the party machine doesn't work. Tommy Muley will be hanging out at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Li. Stuff to give away, delicious food, fantastic drink, and a man in a sweater. Go hang out with Tommy at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Li, Sunday, 425, with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. And once again, we head into this game against the Chiefs looking for answers. Bill's going to win on Sunday. Tommy, it goes a long way to calm the nerves of fans worried that this season's on the brink of disaster.
Oh, yeah. Right? Send a statement, too.
The words must win are being thrown around this week like candy in children's bags tonight. And you understand why. A win here allows you to control your path to the AFC East title. A win here greatly increases your odds of staying home for as many playoff games as possible. And if we're being honest, every year we as Bills fans tend to use the Chiefs game as a measuring stick to how this team matches up with the NFL's elite.
Well, this is always the roadblock.
Yeah, it feels like this is the team you always have to beat.
Exactly.
Right there. Yeah.
But what if this game doesn't actually matter the way we think it does?
What do you mean?
What if the last few years, this Chiefs game that we all put all this stock into has always been just another game? Tommy, take a walk with me.
All right, where are we going?
We're going to take a walk over here.
All right.
It's well known the Chiefs haven't beaten the Bills in the regular season for the past 4 years. Kimmy, how many playoff wins has that gotten us against Kansas City?
Zero.
Zero wins.
Yeah.
Zero wins. Three of the last years we've beaten KC. It didn't even matter for seeding.
Yeah.
Last year, we beat them by over 10 points, right?
Yep.
We still ended up in Kansas City for an AFC championship game. So that Kansas City win didn't give us home field advantage in the biggest game of the season.
Okay.
Three of the last 4 years, Kansas City had a higher seed than we did going into the playoffs. So with that in mind, does this game not matter? Like,
so you said they could drop this game and the season ain't over.
I mean,
then the playoff march isn't over.
Okay. Listen to me. You're doing it.
I'm asking.
Yes, no, I'm talking about for the grand goal. If they drop this game, even if this game matters to the playoffs, the season's not over. It's week nine.
Okay.
Okay. What, you think the season's over if the Bills drop this game?
I think if you don't handle this,
oh my God.
I think if you get pushed around, it looks bad.
What is that? Yeah, it looks bad. It doesn't mean the season's over. Oh, we made a wince face, ladies and gentlemen.
You're saying like if it doesn't even look like they can compete?
Like if
saying?
They get spanked? Like if it's close, it's one thing, and they compete. But if they just get crushed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Sad does not mean the
season's
over. It'd be
frustrating. It'd be frustrating, but it's still so early. I mean, we don't know how teams...
It ain't early. These You only play one game a week, man. This isn't baseball where you get three shots at a team on a weekend.
Kimmy, will you Google if football is baseball?
Because y'all say the season's long. It ain't. It's short. It's 18 games.
There are three teams that are in first place in divisions right now.
Yeah.
My prediction, that will not make the playoffs.
Okay. Well, you're saying the Colts aren't going to the playoffs.
No, I think the Colts will make the playoffs. I'm saying if you look across other divisions right now, there are three teams whose fans think they are on the fast track to a home playoff game that will not even make the playoffs.
I think it's going
to
be a tight race in the end.
But it's always just mamby-pamby, can we beat them? If we don't, it's okay. Like,
no, we've never
Kansas
said
City
that.
Don't talk like that.
We've never said that before, and yes, they do. In fact, I was listening to Kansas City Sports Radio yesterday just getting a feel for how they felt. They feel the same way as we do right now. They're worried about this game.
Good.
I get the excitement because I'm excited too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big buildup. It's a game of the week.
Two of the best players in the league head-to-head, right? It's fireworks every time they play each other. They've played the greatest game in NFL history like three times.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important, this game, to America.
To Jim Nance.
Well, no, I'm not kidding. To Jim Nance, my close personal friend Jim Nance.
Mm.
CBS is allowed to pick one game a year on their schedule that the NFL cannot move to primetime. Every single year. They pick this game.
Yeah, because they know what they got.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right? But in reality, outside of the excitement and the fireworks and the Titans facing off against each other, it is just a game.
Mm-hmm.
It is one out of 17 games they will play. And for both of these teams the last 4 years, the outcome of this game has not changed anything about the grand overall outcome.
All right, I'm not even going to watch that.
Okay, no, you idiot.
I mean, I'll go to Bill Gray's. I'm just going to stare at the wall.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I am curious how people feel about this, because don't get me wrong.
Mm.
I desperately want to win this game as a Bills fan. I, like all of you, despise the Chiefs and Mahomes and Kelce and the rest of them. But if we lose this game on Sunday, does it change things?
All right.
Does it change things for the better? And I'm not
like
saying...
Like a wake-up call.
It would just be more like maybe the universe is shifting. Maybe like we're meant to lose early and then beat them later instead of the other way around.
I mean, in all seriousness, right? Like, I'm not saying go out and lose this game on purpose, right? But you always beat them in the regular season. To Kimmy's universe question, what if you didn't?
Okay. And then you get them in the playoffs and you crush them.
Or you don't even see them in the playoffs. Okay. I mean, all of these things are possible, right?
But you want to see them in the playoffs.
And it would come down to if you did see them in the playoffs, you're probably not going to get a home game.
Hmm? That but again, not even that is guaranteed.
No, but because it makes it harder.
The Chiefs are the Chiefs are a half a game back of the Bills right now. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but to me, if you go to the Super Bowl, you want to go through Kansas City.
I don't care who I go through.
Oh, I do.
I don't get this.
I think it looks better because like they'll say,
"Does it look better?" Oh,
I'll
tell
you why. Because it'll always be, "Well, man, you didn't play Kansas City. You didn't get Kansas City."
Oh, wow, great! Look at the Super Bowl ring. The Chiefs. The Chiefs only of the Super Bowls the Chiefs have won.
Yeah.
I believe only two of them, they had to play Buffalo in the playoffs.
No.
2 years ago?
I mean, the crown would be...
Wait, no. The Chiefs have only won one Super Bowl after beating the Bills in the playoffs, if I am not mistaken. But go on, I'm sorry.
I mean, to me, the crown jewel would be play Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl, beat their ass, go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. That would be the ultimate.
Sure, that's awesome. I don't care if I get a Super Bowl ring. I don't care who you play.
You don't care?
Go play the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't care. Do I get a Super Bowl?
Globetrotters are pretty good, man. They always win.
You know, talking about this whole, does this game matter like we always think this game matters against the Chiefs on Sunday, right? Like, you bring up the whole changing the universe, something cosmic, Kimmy.
Mm.
I mean, there may be a more tangible reason.
What's that?
Does losing to the Chiefs in the regular season make this Bills team more desperate? Because it is possible.
Push them?
Well, yeah, if we're talking, you know, subconscious head stuff.
Yeah.
That beating the Chiefs in the regular season every year gives this Bills team a sense of false confidence. That subconsciously, they're missing things they could be seeing with the sharpness of desperation.
But you're going into the toughest part of your schedule, right?
Yeah.
You got Philly coming up.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
Wouldn't you argue, like, losing to the teams you were supposed to beat should make you a more desperate team? Like, that should set off the alarm, not losing to the Chiefs
losing to Atlanta.
I think that there is a belief in the NFL, and I do subscribe to this, that there are games you will just lose. It happens, right? There's a reason there's only been one team to go undefeated, and they didn't even play 16 games in that season.
Yeah.
Like, dropping a random game is okay. Mm. I do believe, Kimmy, that NFL players measure themselves and their team in the elite games. The Chiefs, the Eagles,
yeah,
the Rams, the 49ers, teams like that. Mm.
Okay. So you're saying that they don't take those losses a little harder?
Yes. If you drop a random game, it just wasn't your day.
All right.
If you drop a game against an elite team, you
you're ready.
You were bred for this game. This is the game that you were put on this earth to go play, and you couldn't get the job done.
Okay.
You know, I mean, look, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Why can this Bills team perform so well and close out this Chiefs game in the regular season? By the way, fun fact, they've beaten the Chiefs by an average of 8 points for the last 4 years.
In the regular season.
In the regular season.
Right. Neither team can beat the other one twice.
Exactly.
That's kind of how it goes.
But but the margin of victory for the Chiefs in the playoffs is less than 3 average. Mm-hmm. We beat them by 8 in the regular season, which is more than a touchdown. They beat us by less than 3 in the playoffs. Come January, with the same players, similar stats, almost identical final scores, why does it always go the other way? Why?
I guess because they're just better built for the playoffs. They've been there multiple times.
So have we.
And Andy Reid knows what he's doing.
So does Sean McDermott.
But is Andy Reid better than Sean McDermott as a coach?
Why is he better in the playoffs and not in the regular season?
I mean, maybe he has something that McDermott doesn't have.
What is it?
I don't know.
No, then you can't say that and go,
His cholesterol is higher. His weight, he's a girthier guy.
Like this idea,
hard to move.
This idea that they can do it in the playoffs and the Bills can't.
But they do.
What is it? Explain it to me.
They're bread champions.
What?
They're champions.
No, I know he likes bread and he may be a bread champion. But what does that have to do with closing out a game?
He's the king of carbohydrates.
Like, I've been hearing this narrative, too, on national news, right? Like, you know, Andy Reid just knows how to close out games. Well, explain. How? Mm-hmm. Explain what you mean by that.
Maybe he's got better strategy in the playoffs when, like, time management, game management, I don't know.
Okay, but why does that not help him in the regular season?
Maybe he don't care.
Because
he knows he can get to the playoffs.
Okay.
He can make a run.
All right, but so can
he knows
the
Bills. He gets his foot in the door.
Look, man.
He's going.
Andy Reid is not arrogant enough to believe that he can confidently walk in about hand a game to the Bills to protect things and confidently have to come back to Orchard Park to win a game. Yeah. There's no way, I'm telling you.
All right.
If the Bills fall to the Chiefs this weekend,
yeah,
which I would despise, I would hate, it would make me sad.
Oh, man, you guys are going, all that fun you're going to have.
Oh, yeah, we are. I am interested to see how it would change the rest of the season. What would we see this year moving forward that would be different than years
but
past?
But doesn't it put more pressure on you? Let's say you dropped to the Chiefs.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Now you got Philly.
Okay.
That really puts a lot of pressure on that Philly game.
Is that bad?
But, I mean, you really put yourself in a spot now.
Is that bad?
I don't know. You tell me.
That's what I'm asking you. You got all the answers.
I mean, Ed Oliver's arm hurts. He can't play. Bro, this one over here, you got a sprained ankle.
Mm-hmm. You had to go get a colonoscopy, and you cried like a bitch all morning talking into a microphone.
Well, I was at the dentist.
I mean, Kimmy, look,
yeah,
maybe I'm an idiot, right? And losing this game on Sunday is something way worse than what we're talking about here, right?
I mean, it's not going to feel good. You know
obviously
what I mean? Like, either way, if they,
you're
no
gonna
matter
get all
how
dressed
they lose.
Up.
What?
You're going to get all dressed up in your Bills gear.
Bills. Go Bills.
You're going to be full of chips.
Yeah.
And then you're going to lose.
Yeah, but at least I got some chips.
That's a good way to look at
life. Belly full of chips.
Look, maybe, just maybe.
Yeah.
Chiefs? I think, like, it's still, anytime they lose to the Chiefs, it feels like the world is coming to an end. It just hurts.
It just
hurts a little bit more because Patrick Mahomes is always a dick. Like,
you got rid of Brady. You got rid of the Patriots, and then these guys show up. It's just like, you didn't even get
a
break.
We went from Brady and Gronk to Mahomes and Kelce.
It's the same scenario all over
but
again.
There's always a team like that in NFL history.
Yeah.
Before
yeah,
the
but,
Patriots.
But it's always sticking it to the Bills.
But they stick it to everybody.
No, but they stick it to the Bills the worst.
Yeah. Because the Bills are good enough to get to the end every year. But like, that's the other funny part about this whole argument, and I'm glad that you said the stupid thing you did. Right? It's not like the Chiefs only beat the Bills in the playoffs. The Chiefs beat everybody.
I mean, they've destroyed everybody's hopes
and
dreams.
But this is the roadblock that keeps them from the Super Bowl.
For everybody, though, the only team that has...
This team is right on the edge, man, and every team is on the edge of going to the Super Bowl.
There are other teams that are on the edge of going to the Super Bowl.
Who's on the edge?
The Ravens? They lost an AFC champion, two AFC championship games to them, too.
Nobody cares about Baltimore. It's the most non-city in America.
Non-city. The only team out of the AFC that has kept the Chiefs from getting to a Super Bowl was the Bengals. Mm. And that happened after the Bills and Chiefs beat the hell out of each other in an overtime playoff game. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
So, like, you sit here and you go, it's just the Bills. Lamar Jackson can't get to a Super Bowl because of the Chiefs. Mm. Joe Burrow lucked out, then got his ass kicked at a Super Bowl, and hasn't been able to do it again since. It's
I don't know
not
what
just
you think of
pills.
Joe Burrow.
You love Joe Burrow.
I do, but he's just not your typical quarterback.
Yeah, no kidding. You don't like him.
I know I like him.
You don't like him.
You did like him,
and then he got two fancy pants for you, which is weird because you're Mr. Fancy Pants.
Yeah, I was going to say you liked the fancy pants aspect.
Yeah, but it doesn't match up with the quarterback.
Okay.
Like, him and Mahomes do not look like quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think...
Like, Josh Allen looks like a quarterback. Lamar Jackson, quarterback. These two dudes over here do not look like quarterbacks.
I think Joe Burrow in uniform looks like quarterback. I agree with you with Mahomes. Everywhere he goes, whatever he does.
His body line... I don't know how he moves.
He's like Gumby.
He's flappy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a perfect way
to
put it.
He's a Muppet.
Yeah, you're right.
That dude's a Muppet.
Get more Muppet takes. Tommy's got his picks coming up just after 7:45, and I have no idea where you're going because you were down on the Bills last week. And the Bills ended up pulling it out, so do the right thing.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.